email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
5 on 5, 5 on ray@rte.ie. Now, we pose the big questions on this show, like, can you cook the Christmas dinner in an air fryer? Big question, very important question. And we have the queen of the air fryer, Gina Daly. Hello, Gina.
Hello, how's it going?
Gina, I was just doing the maths on it. It's nearly 5 years since we first spoke about air fryers.
Yeah.
A lot has happened.
Yeah, I got some good mileage out of that air fryer. I should be getting frequent air fryer miles now at this stage.
Frequent air fryer miles, very good. Yeah, and I suppose, and you know it more than most, because you came in with Carol, your husband, just before the lockdown, and you had your book with all air fryer recipes. And at the time, some people poo-pooed it and thought, this is just a fad, it ain't going to last.
Not the book, the air fryer.
The air fryer, yeah. But here we are.
Yeah, we were actually your last guest, I think, before COVID. Yeah, and it's, I suppose it just goes from strength to strength. Everybody has one now, or almost everybody. So, yeah, people are always looking for new tips and tricks and discovering new ways to cook different bits and pieces. So, yeah, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, and people are being converted, and those people who poo-pooed it originally probably have an air fryer at home now, and they're keeping stum about it because they don't want to say it.
They're scarlet.
I'm scarlet for them. Scarlet for them. But this is the ultimate. The ultimate meal of the year is Christmas dinner for most people. Can you cook the Christmas dinner in an air fryer? That's the question we're going to answer over the next 10 minutes with you and with our air fryer Christmas dinner correspondent, Ellen Bulger, who's in Belmullet. Hello, Ellen.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Say hello to Gina there.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
Hi, Ellen. I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Just became a correspondent last week.
Amazing. Yeah. You'll be teaching me something soon.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. So where will we begin? We won't start at the starter, which would be the logical place to start. Let's go right to the big thing, the ham and the turkey. Now, Ellen reported last week that she cooked, was it a full crown or a half crown in the air fryer?
It was a full crown, a 1.8 kilo crown.
Yes. And remind us how you cooked it, Ellen.
What I did was I turned it upside down and added salt and pepper and a little spray of oil. And I did the same on the far side, but I cooked the upside down bit first.
Right.
And then after the 35 minutes, I just flipped it over and just repeated the whole process.
So an hour and 10 minutes. And describe how delicious it was again.
Oh, like if I was only to ever eat the skin from the turkey... I swear to God, I don't understand what the air fryer does to the skin of chicken, turkey and beef, but it just, I don't know, it just is fabulous.
It's magical.
It is.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It really is.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah. I don't know whether it's the dry heating process, but it crisps it and it just brings out the flavour. That's just, you know...
So let's go to our expert, Ellen, then. So, Gina, what's happening? Why is it so delicious?
Because it's just magic. I don't know. I think the cooking process, so the way you cooked your turkey, the upside down or diddy's down, as I call it, I do that with the chicken as well. So what it's doing
is it's
bringing all the juices down into the breasts. And it's keeping it nice and juicy. And then when you flip it up, then because all the juices have gone down, the fat is rendering from the chicken or the turkey, and it's crisping it off on the outside.
Yeah.
So you don't need much oil or butter or anything like that. But because it is Christmas, even though it's an air fryer and you don't need much oil, you can go all out and put a nice bit of butter on it. Stuff your chicken or your turkey.
And have you cooked a turkey in the air fryer?
Yes, only a crown though.
Yes,
as well,
a crown.
Because it all depends on the size of your air fryer as
well.
I mean, you're not going to get a huge big
No.
Turkey in there.
No, you're not.
it's possible. And then you can do your ham as well. Like you can do a roast joint, so you can air fry your ham. It takes half the amount of time.
Right.
Then you can glaze it with all your glazes on the top, put it back in, crisp it off. And what you're going to get as well is a really nice crackling on top of if you're doing like a pork joint or anything like that. So yes. Really nice crispy skin. So yeah, treat it like an oven.
Treat it like an oven, a small oven, albeit. But there is some sort of alchemy that goes on, some sort of magic that makes it nicer than your traditional oven. OK, so that's the... If you're not cooking a full turkey and you're like Ellen and you have, you know, four people or five, how many people would that feed, Ellen, do you think?
Oh, definitely four adults.
Four adults, yes.
We got two dinners from the one turkey brown.
Right, okay, right.
And I got loads of juice for making gravy as well.
That's important. Yeah, that's important.
It is.
Yes, it is important. Is, yeah. Yes, yeah. Okay, yeah. Now, what about vegetables then? So carrots, parsnips, sprouts?
All the same, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Go on, no, you're
to me, yeah. Treat them as if you're doing them in the oven. I usually parboil them first,
yes,
just to get the bite out of them. Throw them into the air fryer with some honey or hot honey with sriracha, nice bit of butter, and then you're just crisping them off. So you're getting a nice caramelization on the top of them, and they're absolutely gorgeous.
I tried that yesterday, Ray, Gina, sorry there.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the broccoli didn't survive.
Did it not?
Yeah, put that in last.
No. Yes, the carrots were fabulous. I just melted some honey first.
Yes.
Because my husband's brother gives us the honey from his bees. And I just softened the honey first and tossed the carrots into it after being parboiled.
Yes.
But I put the broccoli in at the same time.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, it chars.
Yes.
It makes it go crispy. But it is nice. You can take it out sooner or put
it
in
it's
after.
It's trial and error, Ellen, isn't it? And for
well,
you.
That's it.
Yes, yeah.
That's
and,
it.
Yeah. And Gina, it's for you as well. So I would, my advice, and I'm not an expert, but I would say to anybody who's attempting to do anything with an air fryer on Christmas Day to make sure they've had a dry run beforehand.
Yeah.
Don't do it for the first time on Christmas Day.
Yeah, you might be disappointed.
Yes, yeah.
Especially like the likes of roast potatoes and stuff like that.
Yes.
So you're going to, like, we're staying at home this year and everything has gone into the air fryer.
But you have 15 of them in your kitchen.
No, we're going to invent that one that you dreamt about, the three drawer one.
A bank of air fryers. Yeah.
But like you can prep everything the night before, so you can even parboil your vegetables, your potatoes, and then obviously depending on how many drawers you have. I mean, you don't want to be doing too much throwing around, but just like use one drawer for your potatoes, another drawer for your turkey or your ham, and just kind of time it nicely. But I don't think you can go wrong, even if it is a dry run. They could be grand.
Well, Jenny did roast potatoes recently for the first time in the air fryer, and they were delicious.
Mm.
Delicious. And if we can maintain that consistency, the problem is if you have people over, you probably won't have the capacity to do enough roast potatoes.
You have to do them in batches. Yeah. So
batches, but then they're going to go cold, aren't they?
No. So if you cook them in batches, so do your first batch, take them out, leave them at the side, do your next one, and then throw the other batch in on top and let it all heat back up together. So they go back nice and crispy. So the good thing about the air fryer, unlike the microwave, is it's crisping the food rather than making it soggy like the microwave. So it's grand. Like you can even do them and put them in the freezer.
Have you done that?
Yeah. Me and my sister, we make chips and then like when we don't eat them all, we put them in the freezer and then throw them in the air fryer then. So,
To bring them back to life.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering there, so the capacity, you don't want too many potatoes in because they won't cook. So
yes.
You do them in batches. But then at the end of the last batch, you throw in the previous batches on top.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter then because everything's cooked.
Everything
and you're
is
just
cooked
crisping.
Through.
Oh,
exactly.
I see what you're
heating
doing
them
there.
Back through and crisping them off. So they'll all, it will like, you know, go all around them. But
Okay. And Ellen, have you done the roasties in the air fryer?
Oh, I've been doing them for ages in the air fryer. When it's just Vincent and I, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I never actually thought of batch cooking it. So that's on my list now if I have visitors.
Yes.
But unfortunately, I was one of those poo-pooers.
You were a poo-pooer, were you?
I was a poo-pooer. Yes, I poo-pooed.
And what
everywhere.
Did you think when you heard about the air fryer first then?
I just thought it's for chips or chicken nuggets.
Yes.
You know, I didn't think that actually you could cook a meal in it. And it was my sister in Scotland started sending me photographs of her chicken, and I'm like, that is mad. Who would put a chicken in an air fryer and not end up in hospital? You know, so the air fryer was bought. I had to, no, I couldn't let her best me. I had to get this sorted. Air fryer arrived and the chicken went in, and I bowed down and I said, it's, I mean, I actually, my husband bought two steaks there at the weekend.
Right.
Now, they were fillet steaks. Now, they were only €6 for two, but they were very small, about the diameter of the palm of my hand, but they were super thick, at least an inch thick. And I would never, I hate frying steak in a pan because it's either raw or you're waiting there for hours for it to cook. So we would always have done it in the barbecue, even in the winter, get down into the shed.
Right.
Into the air fryer. Okay. I said, I'm going to give it a go now. I was on a roll after talking with you last week.
Confidence is high. Confidence is high.
So the salt and pepper and spray of oil went on. And I thought about how, right, okay. So I put it on for 10 minutes. At 200, and then I flipped it over and repeated, and I sliced through the meat, and I thought, still a little bit binky. I'm quite old fashioned. I like my meat cooked.
Yes.
So I put it back in for 3 minutes. Oh my God, I could have just pulled the steak apart without a knife going near it.
Delicious.
It was, and again that crust, whatever the air fryer does. To the top of it, like you'd nearly soak the steak. It was that gorgeous. Do you know what I mean? You know, it was just fabulous.
Right. You're
selling air fryers, Alan, I'm telling you.
Now, actually, Gina, a question for you, if you don't mind me picking your brains.
Of course.
I have tried roast beef in the air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
I would always buy the eye of the round, and I've always been disappointed. the meat's always that little bit tough. Now, when I cook it in the conventional oven, I cook it low and slow, and it's perfect.
Yeah, I think
the air fryer, I just haven't quite got it.
Yeah, I think it's that particular cut of beef as well, the eye of the round.
Is it?
Yeah, my mother lived by the eye of the round, and it was always dry, no matter what way she cooked it.
Yeah.
So I think, dependent, like if you're doing, I just buy one with plenty of fat on it, so the eye of the round is almost like a fillet, so you're not getting any fat or anything. So it's got by nature, it's going to dry out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you're going off on a beef tangent there. I want to bring you back to the vegetables on the big day, and of course, the king of Christmas dinner is the sprout.
Yes.
Yes, because you have to. Most people don't have sprouts from one end of the year to the other, but they have them on Christmas Day. Air fryer sprouts.
Oh, absolutely. Right. And done a million different ways.
Okay.
So I do them traditional. I also like to shred them up really fine, throw them into the air fryer, and it chars them and gives them a totally different flavour. Uh-huh. So if you're not a fan of Brussels sprouts, try it that way. Throw a bit of honey on them, butter, and it just gives it a really nice kind of
And what about a bit
taste.
Of bacon with them?
Bacon, chop up some rashers. Yeah. The usual, as like what you would do in your pan.
Yeah.
But usually people boil their roasts or their
sprouts first. Yeah.
Throw them into the pan with butter and honey and your bacon as well. But exactly the same way.
Pigs in blankets, obviously easy.
Yes, I'm making them tonight, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, they're my favourite thing to do in the air fryer. So easy. And again, you literally just brush on your honey and your mustard or whatever you want to use into the air fryer, turn them over halfway through.
And do you use rashers or pancetta?
No, I just use smoky bacon, streaky
bacon.
Smoky
bacon, right. Yeah, because there's loads of fat on that.
Yeah.
Have you tried the pigs in blankets, Ellen?
No. And the Brussels sprouts, I'm afraid I gave them up because my mother always had Brussels sprouts, and I think she was the only one that ate them. But for tradition, I used to go in and you can buy them loose.
Yes.
And I used to buy three Brussels sprouts.
Three.
And cook them. Three. and cook them and put one on my plate, my husband's plate and my son's plate. And it was the only thing that was left on the plate by the end of the Christmas dinner.
You wouldn't even try it.
But no. Was never going to try it. But it had to go on to the plate.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get me?
I do, for tradition. Yes.
But I got over myself a few years ago and said, right, okay, that's one less thing I need to worry about. Yeah. But you were talking about the stress of Christmas dinner.
Yes.
I don't do stress anymore, Ray.
Do you not?
No, I just think of it, I'm replacing the meat that I would do on a Sunday.
That's, yeah. Well, I know everybody says, you know, but people say that as well. They go, well, what's a turkey? It's just a big chicken. But
it is.
Yeah, I know. That's easier said than actually internalizing that.
It's in your head. You just think, I'm just doing a turkey instead of the chicken or the beef. Yeah. Because it's the same veg and the stuffing and the gravy. I know you'd probably have a starter maybe and
you
see, dessert.
You maybe have. And you may have twice or three times the number of people that you traditionally have on a Sunday.
You see, in our house, we just intend to eat so much of the main dinner that there's no room for either starter or dessert.
Right, yes.
So I don't need to worry about that.
Right. Let's see what our listeners are saying, and we're open here. WhatsApp number is 0870 32 32 32 or ray@rte.ie. Does the type of air fryer or basket or tray matter? It does, doesn't it? It's a bit like ovens. You know, they're different quality.
Different quality. Look, they're all going to cook the same way.
Eventually.
Yeah. I mean, the more money you spend, you know, the better, the longer your air fryer is going to last. But like, ultimately, not really. No. Like, once you have your kind of crisper thing at the bottom, it's going to do the same job.
Okay. Is the turkey or ham put into the tray or just onto the rack? And are the vegetables put into a tray? Helen wants to know.
If you don't want the turkey submerged in the juices, keep it on the rack, but I put it straight in and let it sit in the juices while it's cooking as well. And that's going to give it the crispier.
The best thing you can do with sprouts is to go down to your back garden, dig a bean hole and bury them.
Dead right.
I disagree. They're my favourite.
Well, knowing my luck, they would probably start growing.
You'd have to have two the next year.
Oh, God.
So what do you have then? Do you have carrots, parsnips, peas?
Yep. I have carrots, petit pois, peas.
Oh, they're the small peas, yeah.
Petit pois. Gorgeous. Yeah, petit pois. And some broccoli.
Right, okay, which you'll just have simple to practice a bit. You'll have to practice in the air fryer. Well,
yeah, it won't go in the air fryer again. No, yes, I might just drizzle the honey over it and leave that. But just simple.
Yeah.
You know, just simple.
So you're going to become not only our air fryer Christmas dinner correspondent, also the de-stressing of the big event. That's, you're going to become our correspondent on that as well.
Dead right. Yeah, because do you know what? Dinner takes all that hassle to cook it and it's gone within 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So get rid of the stress beforehand.
Right. Do you get stressed, Gina?
No, because my sister does Christmas dinner.
Oh, does
dinner.
She?
I just watch. I'm doing it this year, though. I'm doing it this year. I'm spoiled.
My wife says that I get stressed because she watches me. I don't think I get that stressed, but she says, looking at me, that I do get stressed.
And do you do the cooking?
Yeah. Yeah.
All of it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Great.
I've played you.
No, well, look, you know, my dad used to do all the cooking. He didn't cook from one end of the year. No, he did. He did Sunday dinner and Christmas dinner. What setting did you use on the air fryer for the steaks, Ellen?
Just salt and pepper.
No, what setting?
Oh, I beg your pardon. 200 degrees on air fryer mode.
Yes. And you've done steaks. So if you wanted, say, medium.
Yeah.
It's just about the time, is it?
And depend on the steak. So say if it's a ribeye, do 6 minutes one side, flip it over, 2 minutes for medium, another 2 minutes for medium to rare, medium, and then keep going 2 minutes. But the best thing to do when you're doing meat is just buy one of those little thermometers.
Yes.
Stick it in. And some of them come with it. But also there's different settings on there. So there's an air fryer setting and there's a roast setting. And people think that it's the same thing. It does give you a different timing. But if you listen to the fan on it, when you have air fryer on, it's a really...
That's very good impersonation. Air dryer,
but then,
does it sound then when you put it on roast?
It goes,
so you're not getting.
So it's not as much of a blast. So you can actually do things for lower and slower.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Reheated leftover poppadoms in the air fryer are great. Nicer than we got them on Friday night, says Anton Carfin. So they've improved with age and an air fryer, the poppadoms. Yeah. Okay, so we'll be coming back to this because we didn't do starters and we didn't do dessert and we didn't do leftovers. So will we come back to that at a future date, Gina, Ellen? And Ellen, we'll be back to you on the de-stressing of Christmas dinner. But for the moment, Ellen Bulger in Belmullet, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ray. Bye.
Gina Daly in Dublin, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks,
51551 ray@rte.ie.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.